Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And this is the best animated shows ever, so far, where my friend MC and I watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever eventually. And we are today talking about Samurai Jack for the last time, episode 3 of Samurai Jack, which is maybe called Samurai Jack the Premiere Movie Part 3, or just called 3, or maybe called The First Fight. The titling is inconsistent, but we're here to talk about it today.
You know what's really weird? On my end, it's called The Wall.
That's so weird. Why do they have so many different names? Anyway, I'm going to call it The First Fight when I list it, because that's what the samuraijack.fandom.com wiki calls it, and I trust wikis. Which is a little suspect as I say it out loud. Maybe I shouldn't trust wikis so much. But anyway, we're going to dive right into it today, because we got to talk about this, and then we got to put this show on a big list. Now remember, we Samurai Jack came up because we were looking for a show to challenge The Crown, a show that could potentially take on Batman the Animated Series as the best animated show ever so far. And so that's what we're gonna have to decide at the end of today's recording, MC.
I mean, it's very close. It's really good.
But first, we gotta talk about The First Fight, or The War, or 3, or the premiere movie, Part 3. MC, you wanna take us into episode 3 of season 1 of Samurai Jack?
Yeah, sure. Essentially, it starts off with just like a horde of little clunky beetle-like things with like sharp hands running at this group of dogs and Samurai Jack.
Mm-hmm. I think you can see clearly that they're robots now. We talked about that last episode. It was like implied robotics, but right at the start of this, you're like, oh, okay, they're robots.
Yeah. And then, of course, Jack is like, we'll just face them. Of course. Let's come up with a plan and we'll destroy these robots.
And then, I like the line here. The dog's like, what do you need? And he's like, weapons. And you're like, oh shit, Jack. All right.
And yeah, Jack comes up with a plan.
Mm-hmm. He draws a very detailed map of the area and he issues a bunch of orders to the dogs, presumably. We don't know because this episode's done with dialogue. There was that one exchange, the what do you need, a weapon or weapons. And then it's just all music and you can see that he's talking, but you can't hear it. And he's describing the plan, and all the dogs are watching. And then they make a bunch of weapons out of like the digging materials that they've got at the archaeology site. They like flip over their cat tractors onto their backs and use their shovels as catapults, I think. And Jack figures out that the precious jewels that they've been harvesting are super sharp. And so he's like, oh, we can use those as arrowheads and spearheads. And so he makes those. And they dig a bunch of pit traps with spikes in them. I'm trying to think. I feel like I'm missing another weaponizing the environment element, but maybe not. Anyway.
They have the licky vacuums carve out some stones, so they're just like, they're teetering essentially on mm-hmm. these little pillars, so they can be knocked over at any point.
And Jack gets a horse, alien monster, because he sees this like beast of burden that they're using at the dig site and is like, I want one of those. And he gets
six-legged.
Yeah, and they put armor on it, and then they put armor on Jack. And then he's painting like a banner, like a very fancy banner. Like he's sitting there very patiently, very meticulously painting out this symbol on the banner. And then a dog walks across it and leaves his puppy paw prints all over the banner.
Yeah.
And at first Jack's like, ooh, and then he looks at it and he's like, no, that's fitting. This should have puppy paw prints on it. And then he's okay with it.
I don't have anything to add to that. That's pretty much what goes on right up until, you know, stuff stops happening and the sun rises and Jack rides out to battle.
Mm-hmm.
On his armored steed.
Yep. And it's, this is, to be clear, 8.5 minutes into the episode. We've just covered 8.5 minutes of the episode of this preparation and stuff. It takes a while, but it's like,
yeah,
it's cool. And then it's Jack versus the robots, and it's just that for like 10 minutes. It's Jack versus the robots.
Oh yeah, he uses every trick that he has put into this. He like firing arrows. He's like knocking stuff over. They're falling into traps, and rocks are getting flung, and it's just destruction on a mass scale for Jack, and he slowly gets his armor knocked off and stuff, but he just keeps going and just like demolishes every single last robot.
Yep.
They get a few shots in on him, but
oh yeah, he is like he starts off in full on armor. Like, you know, Samurai Jack's called Samurai Jack, but when you think of a samurai, you think of all the big armor and everything, and Jack normally doesn't wear that. He just wears, you know, a robe. This episode, he starts off, like, full-on samurai armor, and by the end of the episode, he's, like, wearing some boxer briefs and a whole lot of robot blood, and that's all he's wearing, basically. Like, he's got all his clothes stripped off of him because of the battle, and he's covered in scars and wounds, but he emerges victorious, like I said, covered in robot blood. If Jack were not fighting robots, this show would be NC-17. It is, like,
oh yeah,
horrifically gory. It's just that the gore happens to be against robots, and we're all fine with that. Which is why, when the machines gain sentience, we're all going to be destroyed, because they're going to have seen shit like this, and they're like, listen, we know you don't respect robots. Look at how you let your children watch robots be destroyed. It's clear that you have no respect for us.
And then we just have to point out they were clearly evil and not good sentient communist robots like the ones that they were about to take over.
Listen, we only kill fascist robots, not yeah. socialist robots.
Yeah.
This machine kills fascist robots. I'm going to make a shirt that has Samurai Jack's sword, and then it's going to say this machine kills fascist robots. Check out my Twitter page, Troidal Power, for a link to where to go buy a this machine kills fascist robots shirt.
And of course, Samurai Jack is up on top of this pile of dead robots, and his torn up banner is there, and he's just like standing all proud and stuff. And of course, the dogs approach him and are like, so, what are you going to do now? And he's like, kill.
Well, they invite him. They're like, hey, why don't you come hang out with us? Like, we're some pretty cool dogs. You want to hang out with some pretty cool dogs? And he's like, I cannot. I must go from town to town. I meant to look up what it is that Bruce Banner says in the Hulk TV show, but I forgot to, MC. So just pretend that I said that here. Whatever Bruce Banner says, pretend I said it. Okay.
Anyway. I think it's more like, I have an... on a debt to kill Aku.
Yeah. He's like, I gotta figure out how to undo this. It's not just I'm gonna kill Aku. It's I need to figure out how to go back, because I gotta go back to the past so that I can undo this and this world never happens. Which means, are those sentient dogs never gonna exist, Jack, if you undo Aku's evil in the past? That's a question that I just had.
Ooh. I mean...
Right?
Also, does that mean that, a lot of these alien creatures won't turn up because he doesn't go and conquer their lands as well?
Yeah, Aku won't open portals to other worlds, which means Earth won't, like, become a hub of intergalactic civilization. I don't think Jack's thought this through, is what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it could still have all that stuff happen, and maybe even earlier, since Jack knows, like, you know, there's other planets in the universe that he could portal to. Maybe you
so Jack becomes a benevolent ruler of Earth? That always works out well.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like there's any record of power corrupting people at all.
Ever. No, ultimate power makes people really chill guys. You all know the saying. And then Aku's watching somehow, and he's like, oh, he's stronger than I remember, but I'll get you, Samurai Jack. And then theme song.
Gotta go back,
back to the past. Da da da. This is a hard one to talk about.
Well, because most of it's just the fight scene that lasts like 12 minutes.
Right. Which takes us to our best and our worst and our worst first. And I'm going to go first because that's my worst thing, is that, like, listen, the action in this show is very good, but it was just a really long fight scene. This episode is just a really long fight scene.
Yeah.
Now, episode one had a great montage, and we loved it because it was story-driven. We were seeing the character develop, and this one didn't feel story-driven. Like, it could have literally been like, we must prepare for war. And then you see all the stuff with him planning with the dogs and stuff. And then you see him ride out on the hillside. And then it could have faded to black. And then fade into him standing covered in oil and stuff, victorious. And
yeah,
as far as the story goes, you wouldn't have missed anything. And that kind of bums me out.
Mine's a little bit different, but also kind of the same. I mean, that scene took forever. What would have happened if the dogs had chipped in a little bit more? Like, if they just, like, fought a little bit and helped him out. Like, they seem to sit back and let Jack do everything. And, like, they helped him prepare, but when the fight actually happened, they did nothing. They just sat back and were like, you're all good. And, like, that fight could have been half as long. There was how many dogs?
And it was Jack doing things like shooting an arrow across a field in order to hit a button on the excavator to get it to launch the catapult. And it's like, why couldn't he have a dog friend sitting there and said, dog friend, hit the button? And because then there would have been something instead of, yeah, it was just all Jack all the time. How about your best thing?
Definitely like some of the preparation, like the montage for the preparation was probably the best thing. Like,
yeah,
actually show like them working together and getting everything prepared and the cool crystals and just like the backdrop and all that sort of stuff. And the robots slowly coming towards them.
I liked the preparation scene. My specific best thing was in the preparation scene when Jack was drawing out the map of the area in order to lay out his plan. There's a bunch of dogs sitting around watching him, and the little tails were wagging on the little butts, and that was my favorite thing, was the little puppy tails wagging on the little puppy butts. Anything else on episode 3 before we go to mail and the list and all that stuff?
Oh, I can't think of anything. It was very beautiful again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this show like never disappoints on that front.
I don't remember any techno music this time.
Damn shame. I think, MC, full disclosure, I think I used the wrong techno music in the episode that I put up last week.
Oh,
I think,
did you use the one from later on where it's just like a whole club scene?
I think I might episode? Have. Okay. I think I might have used it from the rave episode instead of the clap episode. So if you are a diehard Samurai Jack fan and you listened to last episode of Best Animated Shows Ever so far and were like, that's the wrong club music, I think you're right, and I apologize. Mea culpa. Hey, let's go to some messages.
Have you ever tried eating a corned beef sandwich in zero gravity?
Are you a veteran of the Great Emu War of 1932?
Do you long for a simpler time when the world's greatest global crisis involved horse manure?
If the answer to any of these questions was no, then we have the podcast for you.
Epic Fails of History.
A podcast that delves into the most epic fails of, history.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Epic Fails of History. Subscribe today on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We've got more random tales of fail coming your way, so stay tuned for more Epic Fails of History.
Do we have messages?
These messages, the commercials, MC.
Oh.
You're supposed to say, and we're back.
Oh, and we're back.
I'm sitting here waiting for you. I'm like, what are you doing, MC?
I'm out of it.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
It's mailbag time. We only got one comment. I was really surprised. And that was from my friend Steph, who I'm just trying to find her comment now because I did a bad job and wasn't prepared.
You know, like we are every week prepared.
MC, hey, don't make me feel bad. Why would you do that?
I mean, we kind of, this show is run off its ear. We don't like plan everything out perfectly.
That's true. So Steph says, I watched a ton of Samurai Jack in middle/high school and rewatched it a few years ago when it showed up on Hulu. Love it. I also got to go to a panel at San Diego Comic-Con last year where the composer for the show was there. Very cool. Interesting the way she tied the music into the show. Now, Steph left this comment before we even started watching this show. And I was like, okay, you saw the composer for a cartoon, whatever. Now, having watched the show and seen how the show uses music and how differently it used music in each of these three episodes, now I'm insanely jealous of that. I would love to see the composer talk about what the process was for bringing this together. That's all though. That's all that we got. I'm really surprised. People seem to love Samurai Jack. This was one that was people mentioned to us before we got to it. Is like, you got to cover Samurai Jack, and then radio silence.
I mean, I agree completely. And this show is so good. Maybe it's so good they didn't feel the need to comment on it anymore.
I kept saying I was going to watch more of it. I honestly haven't yet. I've only watched those first three episodes. Partially because I didn't want to sway my opinion of it too much, but also because I started watching Stargate and that took over all my time.
Oh yeah. I saw, I got in on that and I was like, oh, you just got to stick with it for a little bit. You can't judge it on that first few seasons.
I watched 11 episodes of Stargate in 4 days. But we're not here to talk about that. We will talk about Stargate on MC and I's Stargate podcast. What's that one called, MC?
Chevron 8.
Fuck, that's so good. Ah, well done.
That's a reference to later on. You don't even know. Yeah, no.
That was just off his dome. Y'all, MC's, he's the best. But what we are here to talk about is where we're going to put Samurai Jack on the big list. MC.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The question we came in with was, is Samurai Jack better than Batman the Animated Series? I'm not even going to read the whole list today. I'm going to read you the top five just to give us
even need that. I need like the top three. I know it's in there.
Batman the Animated Series is number one. My Hero Academia is number two. Dragon Ball Z Kai is number three. Batman Brave and Bold is number four. Dragon Ball is number five.
I don't want to put it any lower than two.
You don't want to put it any lower than two. Okay, so it's absolutely coming in above Dragon Ball Z Kai. I would put this above My Hero Academia, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm comfortable with that. Which brings it to the question we started with, which is Batman the Animated Series. And, okay, I'm gonna make a pitch to you, MC, and I want you to let me know how you feel about it.
Okay.
I watched, I went back and listened to our first three episodes of Batman, or our three episodes covering Batman the Animated Series to kind of remind myself where we were at, and then watch this show. And going into it, episode one of Samurai Jack was groundbreaking to me. This was something I hadn't seen before, and I watched it and was like, okay, probably better than Batman the Animated Series. And then I watched episode two of Samurai Jack, and there was that club scene, and I was like, all right, probably better than Batman the Animated Series. But then I got to episode three of Samurai Jack, and nothing happened in episode three. It had a cool action scene, but I feel like it took what was so groundbreaking about episode one, where it told this amazing story exclusively through a visual medium, and just told me an action scene through a visual medium. An action scene that, while gorgeous and exciting, had absolutely no story to it, and that disappointed me.
It could have been half as long and been just as good. I agree with that, But it was trying to tell a whole narrative arc over these three episodes, which I think they did pretty well.
I mean, if you look at these three episodes as a movie, then what you get with the Samurai Jack scene at the end is basically the Avengers battle for New York. Like, at the end of the first Avengers movie, you've got like a 20-minute action scene. But even then, there's story happening during the action scene in terms of, like, you know, Cap shepherding the people into the building and taking control of the police officers, where he's like, you, go set up a perimeter and stuff. And they're like, who the hell put you in charge? And then he beats the shit out of like eight robots or aliens or whatever they are. And then they're like, do what that guy says. And so there's some like good story stuff happening in that. And in this episode of Samurai Jack, while the action was good, it was missing that story piece.
Yeah.
So, based on that,
we get the story piece before the action scene and after the action scene, but that whole action scene is just action.
I mean, like I said, it literally could have been a fade to black before the battle started and then fade in on him battle scarred and covered in oil and standing on top of dead robots at the end of the battle. And story-wise, you would have missed absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There was no character development. There was no story. There was no, I mean, that knocked it down for me. And so I submit that it should go into number two by a couple of breadcrumbs. It's very close, but I don't think it quite beats Batman.
I agree.
All right.
I was thinking about it, and I'm like, yeah, nothing really happens in episode three. It kind of puts, like, the rest of the episodes down a little bit.
Yep.
Episode four is... If that was episode, like, if they cut that down to, like, half an episode as well and put that in at the end of episode three, that would have worked as well.
Interesting. I'm curious how I'll feel when I watch episode four because, yeah, it felt a bit much. And you know what it felt like? It felt like the Samurai, or the Clone Wars cartoon, which obviously the same creator did the Clone Wars cartoon, and the Clone Wars cartoon is great, but the Clone Wars cartoon is, like, 5-minute long episodes of just action scenes because they understood, like, we're not really telling stories with these. It's just like insane balls to the wall action. So we're not going to make it half an hour long. We're just going to be like, hey, we just put up a kick-ass action scene on the Cartoon Network website. Do you want to go watch it? And I'm like, yes. Yes, I do want to go watch kick-ass action scene on the Cartoon Network website. Thank you very much. And I watched it and then I went on with my day. Whereas this one, I'm like, you know, I just wanted a little something more, I think. Not that it's bad. I mean, we're putting it at number two on the list. It's still fantastic. Yeah. It's just...
Oh, it's so bloody good.
So good.
And I agree. Like, Batman just nudges it out for that little... Even if it was, like, 5 minutes less, it would be so much better.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Try to throw a bit more story in there.
Just a bit. It didn't need to be a lot. Just a little bit more. All right, MC. In that case, then, it's going in at the number two spot, and we're going to go over to picking what we're going to watch next. Now, MC, you asked for samurai shows.
And yeah, I did.
I went onto the Twitter machine and asked people to give us samurai shows. And we got some suggestions. Samurai Champloo obviously came up. Tyler suggested Shaman King, which has a ghost samurai. Evan says The Boondocks is technically a samurai show. Tyler says Afro Samurai. Tyler also mentioned... where'd it go? I lost what Tyler mentioned. Let's see. Yet another anime podcast suggested Samurai 7, which is a sci-fi version of the Seven Samurai. Afro Samurai, Samurai Champloo, Gintama, Rorori Kenshin. That's the one that
Rorori Kenshin Tyler mentioned too. Is also known as Samurai X. I think you might find it a little bit easier to call it that.
Well, I'm probably pronouncing it perfectly.
Yeah.
They suggested a bunch, actually. And I think what I'm doing, I'm just writing them all down here. And then if there's any you want to cut off the list, we'll cut them off. But otherwise, we're going to have a whole bunch to roll on. Okay. What do you say to that?
No, that sounds good. Just tell me how many you get, and then I'll get a die according to that number.
Basilisk. Da-da-da-da-da. What do you think of the Wolverine anime? I think Wolverine counts as a samurai.
Okay, but I'm like, it only just makes it. What else?
How about somebody suggested Shredder's a samurai? So by that token, can we put in the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon?
Fair enough.
Which would be, I think it's 2013's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Well, you know what? If I'm putting that on there, we now have 20 shows on the list. So I'm going to read them all real quick. Samurai Pizza Cat, Samurai Champloo, Boondocks, Afro Samurai, Samurai 7, Gintama. Oh no, I can't read them all, MC, because my autocorrect has fixed the spelling of the Japanese names as I type. So why don't you just go ahead and do a roll, and we'll see what we get, and I will figure it out from there. He's rolling the d20.
That's a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
That's the one I got to that had been auto-corrected. Oh, it's Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah,
Rurouni Kenshin?
Yeah.
What is it?
Samurai X.
Samurai X. I'm going to go put that on my list as Samurai X. So, MC, any intro stuff I need to know about Samurai X going into this one?
He's a former samurai, and his blade is put on backwards for his katana. So the blunt side faces out.
Okay. That's a weird detail, but okay, cool. I'm just pulling it up here. List of Rurouni Kenshin episodes. There are 3 seasons, there are 95 total episodes, and some animated films and OVAs. And we're going to start with season 1, episode 1. Oh my gosh, MC. Why do animes have such long titles?
Because they're great. And okay. I love them for it.
So this show came out in 1996. We're going to watch, it came out in America in 2003. We're going to watch season 1, episode 1. The Handsome Swordsman of Legend, A Man Who Fights for Love. Or... Dinestu no... I'm not going to read the Japanese version. And we're going to watch episode 2, Kid Samurai, A Big Ordeal and a New Student. And we're going to watch episode 3, Swordsman of Sorrow, The Man Who Slays His Past. So we will be back next time on the best animated shows ever so far with season 1, episode 1 of Rurouni Kenshin or Samurai X, The Handsome Swordsman of Legend, A Man Who Fights for Love. That has a very lyrical quality to it. That's like... That's just a poem. Is that a poem, MC? The Handsome Swordsman of Legend, A Man Who Fights for Love. There, yeah. That's poetry.
Might actually be a poem.
Like the start of... I'm saying it's a whole poem. That's the poem. The Handsome Swordsman of Legend, A Man Who Fights for Love.
Wait, is it haiku?
The Handsome Swordsman of Legend, A Man Who Fights for Love. No, not at all. Not even close. Damn. Get your haikus out of here, Ghost of Tsushima. I'm still waiting on my library to have the copy in stock. Ugh! I'm second on the hold list, and it still says it's on order. How long does it take to order a video game? Just go down to GameStop and buy it. It's not hard. Damn you, library. Giving me free games and taking too long to do it. Until next time, MC.
Don't change the channel.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.